Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as a tour of the battle space of the war for the free world. And there is simply no one in the United States Congress today who is doing more, more regularly, more assiduously, and with, I think, greater effect to help us understand the nature of that war than our first guest. He is Congressman Louis Gohmert, representing the people of the 1st District of Texas with distinction, a former judge in Texas, a former member of the United States Army, and now the vice chairman of the Terrorism Subcommittee of the House Judiciary Committee. Congressman Gohmert, it is always a pleasure to be with you, and I appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk about some of the important issues that you're working on and that we all need to be thinking about.
Well, thank you, Frank. It's always a pleasure to talk to you anytime on the air or off.
Well, thank you. We'll look forward to doing more of both. Congressman, one of the things that you have been very, very seized with for some time is what I think of as kind of the dumbing down of our law enforcement, particularly our FBI, as it relates to the threat of jihadism. And I'm wondering what you make of the performance the FBI turned in connection with Timuçin Sanaryev and his brother. Do you think it might have had something to do with the failure to recognize them as jihadists that the FBI isn't really allowed to know much about jihad anymore?
The FBI did an amazing job, really terrific job, considering as how they virtually and figuratively bound their own hands and blindfolded themselves while they're trying to investigate something involving radical Islamists. You know, we know that most Muslims are moderate. I continue to have people approach me that I've never seen or met that identify themselves as being from Egypt, some still having family there, some not, and pointing out that we're helping the wrong people. You're helping the radicals. You're helping the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. Would you please stop? You're hurting those of us who don't want radical Islam running our country. We want our Egypt back. And yeah, that's what we've been doing. And the FBI, at the same token, they have brought, as you know, what the Dallas Federal Court and the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals identified as the two largest Muslim Brotherhood front organizations in America, CARE and ISNA. And so, you know, they have been working with them. They have been advised by CARE. I mean, they finally suspended their so-called partnership with CARE. But you have Muslim Brotherhood members who have advised the FBI and have been telling them things that just simply make it virtually impossible to properly and adequately investigate and defend this country. So the job they did was really amazing, considering the fact that they have purged their lexicon of any words that Muslim Brotherhood advisors have told them that they find offensive. They have had subject matter experts, SMEs, review and delete material in a classified setting that should not have been classified. Michelle Bachman and I went through page after page of material. We didn't get through it all because we should have been allowed to just take the notebooks all to our office and go through them. There was nothing classified about that, but they classified it so we couldn't tell people exactly how, you know, specifically what they had purged so that Americans wouldn't be shocked when they heard how ridiculous some of the purged material was. Yeah. So with all of that purged material, I couldn't help but wonder, you know, and things I can talk about that were classified, we knew before the classified review, and I talked about on the House floor frequently.
Yes, you have.
You know, you couldn't mention jihad, you know, anything about Sharia. Islam, all of the Sharia, those things you just can talk about. Frank, have you wondered what kind of conversation could the FBI agents have had in 2011 with the Boston bomber when they couldn't, where they may have, but if they used words like we're talking about, they were not supposed to, they were not allowed to. How do you interview a radical Islamist if you can't use any of the words that radical Islamists use?
Yeah, this is really the crux of the matter, and I hope, Congressman, that you and your subcommittee will be looking into this even more aggressively and officially through the prism of what has happened here, because you're absolutely right. I mean, the guys who were doing those interviews had to have understood that it could be a career-threatening move if they actually found something problematic in this space, because it's clearly not permissible. Congressman, let me switch gears just slightly, because there's so much to talk with you about, and I want to get your read on another very important topic that has, again, been highlighted by the Boston incident, namely our immigration policies. As you know, there's a very concerted effort underway to reform them, we're told, in ways that I suspect people in border states like yours most especially recognize are likely to make things considerably worse. You've raised an alarm about a particular problem that's related to this issue of jihadism and so on, namely efforts being made south of the border to recruit Hispanics into this Sharia program. You've been excoriated on the left for doing so. Tell us about that, and tell us more generally about what the takeaway should be on this immigration business.
What the left has excoriated me mainly for is pointing out that our FBI director confirmed several years ago, Frank, it's not any shocking news. It wasn't. But we have so many people that are so desperate to attack any conservative messenger, even if their message is exactly right. First, kill the messenger and forget the message.
Suppress.
But my message was very simple. I simply said that we know we've had radical Islamists that have, acted like Hispanics and trying to come in. Well, then all this stuff is, he's intolerant, he's racist. Well, going back and reviewing what has been testified and confirmed in testimony, the FBI director himself confirmed that we have people with Islamic last names that change them to Hispanic-sounding last names. They go and get Hispanic identification like that they could get in Mexico. Mm-hmm. They are taught to try to dress like people. I can't even tell you what they're dressed like, but I know they have been trained to dress like and act as if they're an immigrant from south of our border and
blend
come across.
In. Right.
Yeah, just to blend in. How in the world, that's racist. I can't imagine, because if anything, I mean, there have been Hispanic groups that said that's just intolerant, when actually they should understand that it's nothing against Hispanics, and my deep regard for the faith and the devotion to family and hard work ethic that they have. But in fact, it's a bit of a compliment that any group would see that, gee, Hispanics are so readily accepted into the United States. Let's try to blend in as part of them. But to change your name to a Hispanic sounding name and, change your identification to make it appear you're Hispanic, and all of that's been confirmed, it's just ridiculous. People have wanted to come after the messenger.
Right. It's a threat, in other words. It is a real and present danger, and you're absolutely right to be calling attention to it. Congressman, very quickly, we've got less than a minute. Just more generally, what is your take on what's happening with the immigration legislation at the moment and what should be done?
It's amazing to hear people like Senator Schumer talk about we should not use one incident politically to try to affect legislation, and yet he's the guy out there screaming we got to have gun control because of Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
But the fact is, to say that we have got to rush through 11 million or up to 20 million, whatever it actually is, and get them vetted this quickly, when they had one guy that Russia told them about, and they couldn't even properly do the background on one guy, and then you think they're going to take 11 million and do a better job when they couldn't do one guy effectively?
Not
I think
bloody
it's outrageous.
Likely.
It is time to slow down, make sure that we do things properly so that we don't bring in and legalize millions of people who will come rushing in. As soon as there's a deal, before the borders can be secured, they'll come rushing in. Instead of allowing the president to say, gee, I'm going to hold my doing my job for ransom, you either give me all these people that I think will vote Democrat and make them legal so they can vote Democrat, or I'm not going to ever secure the border.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Well,
we
outrageous.
All ought to stand firm. You secure the border so only legal people come in, and then we'll have a deal done in a week, or no more than a month.
Yeah. Well, a sound deal, I hope, at that. But again, you're absolutely right. Slow it down. Do it right. Haste is clearly going to make waste if that's allowed to happen here. Congressman Louie Gohmert, you are Horatius at the bridge. We appreciate you so much for what you do on the Hill and for joining us from time to time to talk about it. We'll look forward to visiting with you again in the very near future. Next up, we're going to talk with Adam Credo of the Washington Free Beacon.
We want to know what you think. Leave your comments at 1-800-332-7131.